Praise the Lord, dear friends. For today's meditation, we take Psalm 18, verse 2. I shall first read the words and make a reflection on some of the themes. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2. Our life can be constantly in danger. Especially these days, we are threatened by so many dangers. The weather is changing, the climate is showing drastic changes in the last few years. The heat waves that hits the globe, the earthquakes and tornadoes, the storms, the melting snow and expanding deserts, all this make the life on earth very precarious. Not only the changes in nature, but also in changes in human behavior. People hate more than ever each other, it would seem. Terrorism is taking a toll. Wars still not abated. In spite of all the research and discoveries in the medical and scientific field, new and new types of illnesses threaten the lives. Human relations are also strained. Families break up. So in this precarious situation, where do we find our trust? Whom can we trust? In this situation, Psalm 18 gives us a point of trust. Seven images are brought one after the other, presenting Lord as the one in whom we can trust. The Lord is my strength. He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. Fortress is one important, interesting theme in this litany of attributes to God. Fortress. A fortress is a place where one finds refuge. In ancient times, fortresses used to give protection to the people. Fortresses were built usually on hills or mountains. Two or three layers of walls protected the city. There was the moat around the wall, and then the wall, another moat, another wall, and over the moat there would be a bridge. When the enemy is sighted by the guards, watchmen on the towers of the fortress, the watchmen will blow the trumpet, and the people who are outside the fortress will all take refuge in the fortress. And then the bridges will be drawn in and the gates will be closed. Those who are inside the fortress are safe. Enemy will find it difficult to attack and overcome the fortress. So this image of protection is transferred to the Lord. We know any fortress can be taken by a stronger force. And today the fortress doesn't give any protection whatsoever, because of the new types of weapons people use. But one fortress that will never be destroyed, that is the Lord. Even if the walls and moats and gates cannot give protection, even if any weaponry, any missile network or umbrella can protect us, the Lord can give us protection. The Lord is my fortress. Take refuge in Him. Go to Him. He is with us. In Him we find our refuge. This experience, this hope that the Lord is my fortress should give us hope and strength. Tell to the Lord, you are my fortress, in you I am safe. All of us, thank you.